Liar, liar, and who doesn't care? One man in Maine is cooking up fake news in the kitchen, and politics is a big ingredient. Jimmy and I will certainly clash over whether this is something good or something bad. Do you see the flashing blue lights? Pull over and show us your registration. This is your ticket to all things media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And we find the interesting in media so you don't have to go looking around, digging around for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by RX Bar, the Whole Foods Protein Bar. Go to rxbar.com/CLNS and use promo code CLNS for 25%. off your first purchase. We're also brought to you by Little Park Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check us out at littleparkmedia.com or contact info@littleparkmedia.com. So he's a big liar, a liar, liar, liar. He's pumping out fake news and cashing in with advertisers. His name is Christopher Blair, and he is the master of fake news.
It's so unbelievable. First of all, that was the front page of the Boston Globe. Whether you think that's a reputable periodic.
I think it's a newspaper. It's a dying newspaper. What, I think three people are subscribing to it now?
I am.
Yes.
Every Sunday I get it.
Yes.
That gives me access to
the
digital platform.
I used to hear that thud in the morning, and it was great. Go out, get the newspaper.
And I am someone who still likes to hold
the
sports page, even though it's, going, it's almost down to a page. That's all I can say.
But it's still a good newspaper.
It's
so
a
great newspaper.
Found
this.
I know people there. I found that, well, it wasn't difficult to find since it was on the front page of the Boston
Globe. But since I didn't read the front page
that day.
But here's
a guy. This is the fascinating thing about this story. So this guy's smart enough. First of all, he disappears to Maine.
Right.
That's
well, he's from Maine, right?
No, I thought he was from Massachusetts and then decided to hide in Maine. Just live in Maine.
Right. He does hide is a pretty good term,
yes,
because he runs away from media coverage.
He runs away from every kind of coverage except those little comments at the bottom and the number of hits and impressions
and eyeballs readers and so forth.
Right. But anyway, this is a guy who creates fake news,
right,
to counter the fake news,
right,
that's out there.
And it's all made up. He just makes stuff up. And it's usually – so he's a liberal. He's,
yes,
left of left, apparently.
He's my pal. He's my clone. He's my hero. I got pictures of him on my wall.
I love him. You worship him.
Yes.
And so he's left of left.
Yes.
And he creates fake narratives in order to counter the right dialogue, right?
The, yes, correct dialogue.
The,
no,
no,
the
no,
right,
no.
The right-wing dialogue.
Right, wait. So,
okay,
yes.
I'm so confused.
So,
go ahead. Yeah. Right-wing dialogue.
He creates left fake news,
right,
that will or fake news from a left perspective in order to counter the far right thinking out there on the internet.
Yes.
And apparently he's putting together, real headlines. Well, what appears
creative
to be real, right,
let's
creative
use the word
headlines.
Creative,
right,
shall
creative
we?
Headlines.
Satirical and creative.
It's all satire.
Right,
you're right.
He
says it's satire.
And it's funny. He says it. He admits,
right,
that. He is not passing this off as legit.
Right.
He's passing this off as, look at how stupid people are,
right,
because you think this is real.
Right. No, you're right. I would give you some example. I don't want to be in the business of propelling along the fake narrative. So I'm not going to give you a list. If you want to find out what some of the fakery is that he's creating, you can go look it up for yourself. But we must say that some of the headlines, they look pretty juicy.
Yes, they do. And not totally beyond belief. It's not like,
right,
aliens invade the backyard and take my little sister away.
No, although that's true.
I don't that have a little sister.
The thing about it is, fake news used to be kind of funny and fun.
Well, now,
politics wasn't involved in the Martians and all that
I
stuff.
I wonder who created this.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. Yeah, no. So, again, he says it is satire, but he is trying to he's trying to counter things like if there's bigotry, far right, whatever it may be, then he will create these narratives so that it makes them look bad.
Right.
That's kind of what's
and
at the heart of
– And he's got hundreds of thousands of followers, too,
yes,
if I remember, right?
So this is all about money.
Yeah, of course it is.
There's a political thing, and then there's about money.
It's a political thing, and it's also entrepreneurial in
it
many
is.
Ways.
And how does that work, Jimmy? Explain to us how he makes money off of this.
Well, I'm pretty sure that once you reach a certain plateau of impressions,
right.
you can then attract advertisers because they want those they want to reach audiences, mass audiences.
Right.
He's now delivering a mass audience of followers. Therefore, he has that group of people has some worth to it,
right,
to advertisers. And again, this goes back to something we've talked about. The social media networks, the podcasting that we're doing here, the YouTubes and Facebooks, all are able to deliver to advertisers that delicate information that the users don't realize that they're actually handing to advertisers. It's the back end stuff that Facebook has gotten in a lot of trouble with,
right,
or at least
right.
the company that analyzes that data
That's
from
right.
Facebook,
That's right?
Cambridge
yep.
Analytica. So, you know, again, it goes back to if you're an advertiser and you want to really, I don't want to say manipulate, but certainly influence
yes.
the opinions of your consumers. You know who your consumer is.
Right.
And then you could just see the various websites and different social medias that they're on.
And target
and
them.
And yeah. flood that and get your messaging to them.
By the way, I saw someone post this on Facebook this morning. If you really are upset about the way that they can manipulate your eyeballs or your traffic, where you travel.
Brain hacking.
If you want to really get them back, just make stuff up. Make up a fake profile. Say go to websites that you normally wouldn't go to. Just create your own fake pathway so that it sets them off. Now that's a lot of work.
There are people like what Catch Me If You Can was the movie.
There you
right?
go.
Yeah.
But this guy is making money off of this fakery because he's getting a lot of traffic. Now,
right.
my
and
question,
by the way, that was one of his first face-to-face interviews he did.
That's right, because apparently they have to go through like government records or something to find out where he was in the
right.
Boston Globe, and they
right.
finally tracked him
and
down.
And of course he's in Maine. He's either going to be in Maine or Vermont.
That,
okay, it's pretty close to saying
that's right.
It. And so, I love both those states, by
right.
the way.
I'm glad he spoke out because there had been, at some point, I guess he was trying to put out there that this was all made up. It was kind of, there wasn't even a real person behind it.
Right.
So that's why it was kind of difficult to track him down. But anyway, he did email back the report of the Boston Globe, and I thought it was a wonderful expose of what he's doing. Now, my question is this, Jimmy, because you clearly love this because you are so far left that your car can't even make right turns. And so you're sitting there, you know, just lapping this all up. But the problem is, doesn't this then feed into the whole problem that we've been talking about with journalism, that, you know, like, what is truth out there? So, yeah, this guy's doing it we know he's doing it. He claims it's satire or whatever, but it's muddying the already muddy waters.
It's muddying people's brains. They're not smart enough to understand what is traditional, what is legitimate, and what is fake.
Right. So you're saying that's okay or it's bad?
What he's doing?
Yes.
I think it's very creative. Well, I think it's very entrepreneurial.
It is, but
I think
wrong.
It's a free society.
It is a free, yeah. But,
and, okay, First Amendment and all this.
Fine.
I mean, come on,
yeah.
Dan.
You know, he can take his free speech all the way to the Capitol, but the bottom line.
I know what you want. You want a label.
What do I want?
Everything below this line
is fake.
Considered to be fiction.
No, look.
Enter at your own risk. Yeah. I mean, is that what you want?
No, that's not what I want, but what I do.
At the bottom.
No, I do. I want it throughout everything. At the end of said fakery instead
right.
of said so-and-so said Mr. Fake.
Yeah.
No, the problem I have, Jimmy, is that while I can appreciate this, the entrepreneurial spirit of what he, you know, someone decided in their basement somewhere, or if he doesn't have a basement in Maine, in his patio looking out at moose running around.
Yeah.
By the way, I've yet to see
legit,
a moose.
By the
yes,
way.
More legit. You know, I can appreciate all that. But the problem is, it is so – we, as journalists, we are fighting the whole fake news thing. And I hate even using that term. But we've been fighting it and fighting it and fighting it.
Yep.
And yet here is someone now who is benefiting financially. This is the kind of stuff – isn't this exactly what was happening in Lithuania or wherever it was where they had these little sweatshops, if you will, of cranking out the fake news? This all came out during the election, that there were these guys making tons of money. It turns out, I guess, it wasn't as much money. But they were fabricating stories and it was going viral. Viral everywhere. This is our domestic version of that. And with a left bent, where the other one, I guess, was more with a right leaning kind of, you know,
Russian.
Strategy. Yeah, it was more
sorry.
Than it wasn't. No, it wasn't the Russians that had these shops when it first came
sure
out. It wasn't the Russian.
Dan.
Well, there may have been some Russian connection, but there were these outposts that were creating a lot of this fake news. So Maine, of course, is the first time I think we've heard of that. There's a U.S. based fake factory.
I like that.
Ooh, I like that too.
I like that too. Fake
that will
factory.
Be that will be our tease for
I
this
like
show,
fake
ladies
factory.
And gentlemen. The fake factory
of news.
The fake factory of news in Maine, I think, is disgusting.
Why?
Because it's just
confusing. You know what it is, Dan?
What
you
is it?
It is?
You tell me, Jimmy. School me on this.
You are one of the most
purist.
Respected broadcast journalists
well,
I've ever met.
I don't know.
Yes,
oh,
you
that
are,
you've ever
that
met.
That I've ever met.
Okay, so I'm only the first.
That's right. When you get around, no, I've worked with some pretty good ones, okay, over the years. That being said, you really do cling to the purity
yes.
of what the media is supposed to be doing, which is telling stories using facts
right.
with no human bias at all.
Right, but this guy isn't
and
the news.
And you think I'm utopian.
No,
okay.
Look, he is not a journalist. He is
He's
a fake
stories.
News factory.
What's
That's
the difference
what he,
between what he's doing and what a fiction writer does?
Well, a fiction writer is not a journalist.
What
it's
are you
an
talking
author.
About? He's telling stories.
That's not journalism. That is an author. An author is not necessarily a journalist. It's someone who writes stories, and he has a fake news factory up there in Maine as he looks out at the moose, and it's confusing the already confusing content pool that everyone is reading
so
across the country.
He's accomplishing exactly what he wanted to accomplish, which was to make fun.
No, I didn't say he
make,
was.
Poke
I,
fun
he
at people's alliances.
Right.
At their lack of fact-checking.
Yeah.
You know, what do I believe? I believe in what I read. Well, you can't believe everything you read anymore.
No, you can't.
You can't.
But the problem
even
is
if
that...
And by the way, and there are people out there who think even if it's in a reputable a newspaper or any kind of electronic media, you can't believe it now. A lot of people don't believe what they're hearing and seeing when it's done by ABC, NBC, and CBS, and New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, Boston Globe. They don't trust.
The question, though, Jimmy, is how do we steer this really bruised ship?
First thing you do, as you know, is to get rid of the guy in D.C. because he started the whole thing.
He did start the whole thing. But
I'm sorry.
Okay, so that's not going
to
happen today.
I hate to say it, but I say it every week.
And I say, look, here's the thing. If you can't, you know, fix other people, you need to fix yourself. And by creating more of these kinds of things, while I can appreciate the satire behind it, it just makes it much more difficult for us to get that trust back in real news. We have lost control of truth.
Okay, so
truth
what we need,
is like a car going down the highway with three wheels.
Right,
the wheels have fall off, and it's just swerving everywhere and slamming into the wall. How can we put that other wheel back on the truth car?
I have an idea.
Tell me, Jimmy.
Here's my idea. You know in New York City how they have different, I think it's numbers or letters for the cleanliness of your restaurant operation?
Oh, yeah. It's A. It's letters.
A, B, C, D.
Okay. Right. After that, don't put any more letters up.
A, B, C.
F, you don't want it.
No,
F,
no,
you
no,
close
no,
down.
Right. Pretty right. much. do not come in. You will die.
Just keep walking. Keep walking.
Do not eat our food.
You'll get sick just walking
right,
in the door.
Right, that's right. You smell our food.
You die.
And it's bad.
That's
okay.
right.
Anyway, A, B, C.
Yes.
So, and I don't mean American Broadcast Corporation.
No.
I mean
ABC.
The top, the middle, and the average.
Right.
Average, above average, and superb.
Exactly.
Okay. That being said, perhaps we need to create a journalism police force.
Oh, actually, there is. There is a new startup.
I guess
it's going to come along in the spring where they will label everything.
It's the same kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's like a truth meter.
You can trust this news
yes,
service.
And it's been vetted. This information has been vetted, and it I guess it gives it a certain color code.
Right, it's
to
like
say
the
that
ABC
been,
thing.
Exactly. No, I like it. Good.
Brilliant
I'm glad you
minds
that.
Think alike.
Man, Jimmy, I'm telling you, every time you sit behind the mic, you impress me more and more. I leave with goosebumps of inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
Is there
sure
such a
do.
Thing as goosebumps of inspiration?
I don't know. If you put this on, this will get rid of it. Right? You just rub it on, and those goosebumps disappear.
Yes, sir. Anyway,
well,
look, we'd love
sounds.
We'd
yes.
love to hear from you, by the way. Get your ideas on what Mr. Christopher is doing up in Moose Land of Maine. Let us know at info@littlepartmedia.com. By the way, did you enjoy this episode? I think we've been hearing so much great stuff from folks out there who want this to keep going on. And so
we're hearing better stuff than the guy in Maine here. The comments
yes.
are, I got to tell you, the comments of that, I know we're moving on.
Yeah.
The comments from that of his stuff is even more entertaining than the actual stuff.
So why don't you give us some of the entertainment comments as well, or entertaining comments? Yeah. Go to our site on Facebook. You can find us there. We'd love to. Jimmy is very sensitive, by the way. So we'd love to hear from you. By the way, you can follow us by or engage with us on Twitter using the hashtag Behind the Media.